Started. So we're going to do lesson number 87. It's called Lifting the Head and Legs While Twisting on the Stomach. Okay? So go ahead and take a moment to lie on your back, your legs long, your arms long, and noticing with your arms down by your side what your contact is like today. And I forgot to say, it's June 18th, right, 2014. So since we're going to work a little bit more today, like I said, with the spine, is start to observe for yourself how you're sensing your spine today. So maybe traveling from the base of your neck all the way down to your tailbone and sensing how much of your spine are you aware of? And through that awareness, what you notice, is there areas that feel maybe a little more compressed or uncomfortable, or there areas that feel real comfortable? And then noticing how your pelvis is lying on the floor, and then how your legs are lying on the floor. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Always going slow enough so you can really sense the quality of rolling your head, not forcing it. Just staying in that range where it's easy, a sense of ease. Excellent. Okay, and then as you bring your head back to the center, we're going to just continue to start with this movement that we've been doing for the last, 4 to 5 weeks of bending your right knee, bringing your right foot to standing, right? And so it's the movement of keeping your right knee pointed towards the ceiling, right, upright, over your ankle. And you're going to think of pushing that foot into the floor. And as you do so, right, your pelvis rolls to the left. Now, those of you that have been coming pretty regularly, right, I'll scream at you if this is not familiar. I mean, if you don't have this by now, what am I gonna do, right? Now, those of you that haven't been here, so just think of rolling. It's okay, so you roll the pelvis, and what that means is the left side stays down, the right side lifts, and you keep that right knee over the right ankle. Right, so it's a rolling movement. And in the action of rolling, you get a nice big arch in your lower back, in your ribs. And really paying attention now to your foot, right? Because we've been working with your feet, you know? So are you more stable through your foot? Not rolling so much to the inside or the outside. How is that coming along? Right? So, I mean, probably most of you haven't done this during the week, and it's really great for us to start with this and for you to feel there's a residual that's left from the previous lessons. Beautiful. Okay. Lengthen the right leg, and let's try the same thing on the left side. So again, the left knee stays up over the left ankle. That's it, Judy. And you're rolling the pelvis, right? It's a roll. So there's really minimal effort in this movement. Remember, your knee has to stay up. Right? No letting the knee flounder. So how is that contact through your left foot with the floor? Really good. Okay, come back. Let's let it go and rest. Okay, so from here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And you're going to place your left ear on the back of your right hand and your right hand on top of your left hand. So your right hand's on top of your left, and then the left ear is on the back of your right hand. Great. You're going to bend your right knee out to the side. So exactly. So you slide it up along the floor. We've done many lessons with this. So you bring it to that place where it's comfortable. Okay? And then staying in this position with that left ear resting on the back of your right hand, you're going to start to lift the right arm and your head, right? So your head really rests on the back of the hand. So there's no lifting in your neck or your head, right? It's your right arm that's doing the lifting. It's really your spine, right? So Bruce, everything lifts, right? Your head floats up because it's resting on the arm. So your palm lifts, right? You're making like a little pillow with your right elbow, shoulder, and your palm. It's like a triangular pillow. Okay?
Is your palm up or the back of your hand up?
No, the back of your hand's up, but you lift the palm away from the other hand, right? So you're lifting this triangular shape. Some of you were just lifting the elbow and keeping the hand down.
Do you want the elbow up on the ground?
Hmm?
Do you want the elbow off the ground?
Yes, the elbow, right, so okay, pause. You're going to lift the hand, the elbow, right, the shoulder, all that. It's like a pillow, right? It's a little platform that you've made, right? So if you don't lift the elbow and you just lift the hand, what is that going to do? What happens if you just lift the elbow, right? The only way you can lift the head is you've got to lift the whole unit. That's it. Okay, so come back to it and go slow with this in the sense that don't go so high, right? Because some of you, when you go too high, you bypass the upper back and you completely load in your lower back. If you're one of those, then it means to do a smaller movement to see what can open up in that upper back so that you just don't dump down into the lower back. Okay, pause for a moment. Stay with your right leg up, but you're going to turn your head so that your right ear is down and you're going to change over your hands. Okay, so your left hand is on top of your right ear is resting on the back of the left hand, so you're going to create this, again, it's kind of like a triangular shelf or something like that, and you're going to float your head up by supporting it with your left hand, your left elbow, left shoulder. And this is going to feel harder because we've now put a double twist in your spine. And remembering it's never about how high you lift, right? It's feeling what occurs in that upper back. Right, so really thinking about that area in between your shoulder blades. Excellent. Okay, stay with your leg in the same position. Your hands are going to stay the same, but you're going to turn your head again. So now you're going to have the left ear on the back of the left hand. And now you're going to float your head up using the left arm. And again, notice how you go about this and how things change depending on which ear is with which arm. This is a harder one. Good. Pause again. Turn your head back so that the right ear's down, but now change over the hand. So your right ear will be on the back of the right hand. And now you're going to float your head up again. And what's really interesting to pay attention to and note is which of the four options we'll say was the easiest, maybe which of the four felt the most challenging. Which of the four do you use your upper back with the most? Okay, let's let all that go. Straighten your leg and go ahead and roll onto your back and rest. And once you're on your back to rest, very slowly and gently, go ahead and roll your head just a little bit to the right and to the left. Again, slow and gentle, because we're doing a lot of twisting. And then bring your head back to the center. Just pause to rest for a moment. And is anything feeling a little different in that upper back? Okay, let's go ahead and return back over onto your stomach. This time you're going to draw your left knee up. Okay? The left palm will be on top of the right, and your right ear will be on the back of the left palm. Excellent. Okay, and let's begin to lift the right arm and float the head up. And again, smaller movements, right? You're looking for a sense of ease. And that's gonna.
Right arm, left arm?
Your left hand is on top of your right, and it's your right ear down. Nope, you the other way. You had it right, which is your left hand. Now you know.
But
okay.
You said raise your right hand.
So as you do the movement, really become aware of, again, your upper back, how that becomes involved. Excellent. Okay, let's pause again. You're going to change over the hands and turn your head so the left ear is down. And now your left ear is on the back of the right hand, and you're going to float it up. And again, I just find these four different combinations really quite interesting as to which one is really challenging and which one is really easy. Has to do with the availability of rotation in this upper back. Excellent. Okay, and let's just pause. Just change over the hands, but keep your ear the same. So it still will be the left ear down, but now it's going to rest on the back of the left hand. And then begin again, just gently, and lowering down a little bit slower, right? The tendency is just to drop back down. Let's see if you can have the same quality in which you lift that you lower, right? It gives you a little more opportunity to feel what's happening in that upper back. Nice, Andy. That's it. Okay, and one more time. You're going to change your head, right? And your arms. So it'll be the right ear resting on the back of the right hand. Really nice. Okay. Let all that go again. Roll onto your back. And then once you're on your back, just very gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Again, go super slow. And one of the thoughts is, are you starting to feel more down your spine? As you roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, is it really all about your neck, or are you starting to get a sense that something in that upper back is happening as well? Good. Okay, so once again, let's go ahead and roll over onto your stomach. You're going to place your left ear on the back of the right hand on the left, and you're going to bend your right knee up along your side. So right hand on left, left ear on the back of the right hand, right knee drawn up. Beautiful. So now this time we're going to work with your leg, okay? So, first of all, you need to have in your mind thinking about your right ankle, your right knee, to the right hip, okay? It's kind of like an L or a, right? So, you're going to lift your knee and your foot and your ankle up together and lower them. So, the whole leg stays parallel, right? So, the knee lifts. The foot lifts, right? It's a hard, I know. There you go. It's a hard movement.
Was that rolling?
I didn't say that you couldn't roll. So you got to do something in the pelvis. So what do you do in your pelvis? I know. Nice, Bruce. So yeah, there's a slight rolling that goes on in your pelvis, right? Okay, pause with that. Now keep the knee down and lift just the right lower leg up towards the ceiling. So it's a rotation that you do inside the hip joint. Right? It's almost like you, that's it. Press the knee down. And now let's do the opposite. So you're going to leave the lower leg down and lift the knee a little bit. That's it. Okay, now go back and try just a few times to lift the lower leg together. So the knee and the foot. Is that a little bit better? Okay, pause. Now let's see what happens when you turn your head to the left. It. So your right ear comes down, change over your hands, left is on top of the right. And let's see what it's like now to try to lift the right knee and the right foot. Okay, pause. Let's try just lifting the right lower leg. Excellent. And let's just try lifting the right knee. So the foot stays down. Okay, pause. Go back to lifting the whole leg again. Excellent, that's good. Pause, turn your head again back over so the left ear's on the right hand. Let's see if it's easier now to float the right leg up. Oh my goodness, look how much better that is. And it's not an easy movement, much better. It's hard. Okay, let it go. Let's roll onto your back again. Soon as you get onto your back, with your legs long and your arms long, slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And when you start to roll your head slowly, you're asking yourself, what do you sense and feel in your upper back now? Good. Okay, let's go ahead and roll over again onto your stomach. Left leg is going to be drawn up. So that means your left hand is on top of your right and the right ear is on the back of your left hand. So make sure your left leg is comfortable, right? So the first thing you're going to try is lifting the whole thing up. I know that's the hardest thing, right? Okay. Now go to lifting just the lower leg. That's it, pivoting, right? It's like a pivot. Feel what you do inside the hip joint. Good. And now let's try lifting just the knee. Okay. Pause for a moment. And let's turn your head so that the left ear is resting on the back of your right hand. Let's lift the whole lower leg, the left lower leg. So the knee and, sorry, the whole leg, the knee and the leg. So we start off with the whole thing. Then just lift the lower leg so you can pivot now. Gentle. Now keep the foot down. Let's try to lift the knee. It's the left knee. Now try to lift the knee and the foot again. So the knee and the foot together. That means there's some room for learning. It's a great question. Okay, pause. Let's turn your head back to the left. The right ear, once again, will be on the back of the left hand. Okay, let's go back and try to lift. Now the left knee, the left foot, it's easier, right? So Cheryl, think of the same movement we do on your back, the rolling of the pelvis, right? So the leg that's long, think of the pelvis rolling, think of the pelvis rolling around the leg that's long, And see if that helps for all of you. If you think of your pelvis as going to turn around the leg that's long, does that make it easier? Okay. Let it go, roll onto your backs and rest. It's a hard movement. Okay, come onto your backs. Roll your head slowly and gently a little bit. Excellent. Okay, so bring your head back to center and let's revisit the very first movement. So let's bring that right foot up to standing, right? And first of all, just feel how that position feels right now. And now push the foot into the floor, let the pelvis roll, and just see if something adjusted or improved in that upper back, right? So is the quality getting smoother down below because of something that's happening up above? How's that feel now? Now staying like this, remember the movement now of bending the left knee out to the side so you can slide the left foot into the gap. So Judy, that's it. And then you're gonna reach down with your right hand to get the left foot. Yeah, let's see how this is coming along, right? So that means you've gotta bend your upper body a little bit more to the right. And now go ahead and push the foot into the floor, the right foot, roll the pelvis, let the neck arch, let the head tilt back, right? So again, what's, you right, so the right knee always, 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 how many always should I say, 10? Always stays up. You do not compromise the right foot and the right knee, right? So everything else has to move. So what's now happening in your chest and upper back and neck area? Right, isn't there something freed up there? That's a little easier? Yes, no, maybe? We're not sure. Okay, now we're gonna continue on. So remember, you're still gonna hold on to that foot. You don't let go. But you're gonna walk your right foot to stand on your left thigh. Excellent. And start to let that knee open up. Right? Not that way, Bruce, open up. No, open. Drop it down towards the floor. The other way, Jude. Open. Yeah. So just, that's it. Start to let it open. So that means not to bring it towards your chest. It means to bring it away. How's this coming along? Good. Can you reach down with your left hand and get a hold of the right foot? Right? Awesome. Okay, so just really notice what needs to happen in the upper back. We're doing a lot of stuff right in this upper back and the other movements that if the upper back is free, the hips and the lower back become free. I know, sometimes it's a stretch to understand what could that upper back be doing. Or should we say what it's not doing? Okay, let all that go and rest again. But that's your usual thing. That means you're doing too much there. Always. So as soon as you notice that, you say, okay, what do I need to do in this upper, in between my shoulder blades area? Okay.
So I don't know. Okay.
Okay, let's try the left side. Bend your left leg, bring it to standing. Roll the pelvis. Remember, keep the knee up over the foot. Right? It's your job to remind yourself. That's what you're doing in here, learning awareness. It's not my job. That's it. Now slide the right foot in the gap. Reach down with the left hand and get it, and then continue to push the foot into the floor and roll the pelvis. Right? But again, you have to gauge yourself. Right? What are you able to do so you keep that knee up over the ankle? So, okay, so everybody keep going. So, but notice what you're doing. What are you not doing? Keep going. What's hardly moving at all? Right? Okay. You make your own problems. We all make our own problems. Right? Good. Now walk the left leg over on top of the right. Right? Let it fall open. And if you can reach down, try to get a hold of that foot. And if you can't, it's okay. But see if you can. Right? What needs to start adjusting in that upper back? Right? Excellent. Okay. Let it go and rest. So I'm challenging you guys, right? We're repeating a lot of things. And I'm challenging you to be a thinker. Right? I don't know why this is so agitating me. I mean, I think it's because I have a 16-year-old. I mean, it's just pathetic. Now, I mean, really, she's driving me insane. I mean, does anybody want to adopt? I'll pay you to adopt. No, I mean, it's really a tragedy. I don't know. These generations coming up, it is just, what the world's going to be. No, it's a tragedy. They don't want to think on their own. They want to be spoon-fed, right? They want somebody to do everything for them. And I am just as guilty as every other mom in here that we run around doing things for them, right? But we have to think for ourselves. That's how we became a species in the first place. So you guys have to remember, right, what we've done for the last 5 weeks. I shouldn't have to tell you, keep your knees stable. That should just be occurring for you, right? Because you've learned that from us, from me. Okay, let's go back over again to your stomach. Let's bring the right leg up. There you go. Let's place your left ear on the back of the right hand. Okay, so now this time you're going to work with the straight leg, the left leg. So you're going to lift that leg. Okay, so the moment you lift that leg, you're going to feel it go through the glutes right up to the lower back. So now you're going to incorporate lifting your head with the right arm so you get the upper back and the lower back right to merge. Right, so somehow you're getting the whole chain of the whole spine, right, to extend, which means arch, together. That's, think that in your mind. Good. Now pause with the leg. the left leg. And let's just go back to floating your head up with the right arm, and let's see how that's coming along. And again, can you think in your mind, right? What's floating my head up is that the part of my spine in between my shoulder blades is sinking. Right? That's the place most of us are rock stiff. So you have to challenge yourself and take your mind there to think the concept and look for the feeling and sensation. Good. Now, pause for a moment. And now let's go back to trying to lift the entire right leg. The right leg, not the long leg, the right leg. So, right, you're going to roll around the left leg to lift the right leg. Ah, excellent, Judy. Right leg, the leg that's drawn up. Beautiful. Better, Cheryl. Beautiful.
A lot better.
Yeah. Right? Beautiful. Okay, pause with that. And now go back to the left leg and the right arm. But do it slow, right? Slowly lift them up and slowly lower them back down, right? Sometimes you guys revert back to this quality like we're in aerobic exercise class instead of a learning environment. Much better. That looks much nicer. Okay, pause with the lifting. Stay with your right leg drawn up. Now you're going to bend the left leg towards the ceiling. That's it. Excellent. And then from here, okay, you're going to start to tilt the left foot to the left, and your left knee is going to pull up towards the right knee, as if you're going to slide it underneath. Beautiful, Bruce. So I'll say it again and straighten again. So you're working with your left leg. The left foot is going to tilt to the left, so that means the left knee moves to the right. And you pull it all the way up underneath so it comes under the right knee. Bring the left knee under the right knee. Right? So this is the same movement that you need to do in the pelvis. So pull the left knee to come under the right. Beautiful, Judy. That's it. And then straighten it. And feel what that creates, the turning in the pelvis, which is the same turning when you're on your back. That's it. Excellent. Now, let that left leg be long again. Let's go back to lifting the right leg, the entire right leg. Turn around the left hip. Oh my goodness, that's getting easier, isn't it? Beautiful. Beautiful, Cheryl. Nice, Judy. Excellent. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful, Carolyn. Okay, let's roll onto your backs and rest again. Once you're on your back, arms are long, legs are long, and gently and slowly, just turn your head a few times. And slowly, because you're looking, you're listening to see what's opened up in your upper back. What sensations are you now feeling in that upper part of your spine? And if the answer is nothing, hallucinate. When in doubt, hallucinate. Imagine. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to hallucinate that my daughter actually gets the cereal bowl into the dishwasher. Good. Okay, and then let's just pause and take a moment to rest before we go back over again. Okay, let's go back over. Let's draw the left leg up. That means your left palm will be on the right, and your right ear is resting on the back of the left hand. Right? Okay, so you're going to start now with the leg that's long, which is your right leg. Right? And you're going to lift that whole leg, and you feel how it goes right to your lower back. And after you lift that leg a couple times, then you're going to incorporate lifting the left arm and the head at the same time, right? So your foot and your elbow, right, the right foot and your left elbow are going to elevate exactly the same amount, and then they're going to come back to the ground in the same fashion. And what you're looking for is this really smooth connected arc through your whole spine, right? That upper back now is connecting with your lower back. Beautiful. Okay, let's try to just lift the arm and the head, the left arm, yes. Just, you're looking for, right? Have a curiosity that you're feeling something different is occurring in that upper back in between the shoulder blades. Really nice. Okay, pause. Okay, and you're going to now bend your right knee, so the right foot's to the ceiling, right? And you're going to tilt that lower leg out more to the right so you can draw the right knee to the left. You're just going to slide it up underneath that left knee, and then you bring it back out again, right? So feel the turning of your pelvis, right? And where does that turning come from? And I know most of you are going to say, well, the lower back and the pelvis. And it is initiated greatly in the pelvis. But see if you can acquire some kind of twisting is occurring in the upper back that allows the pelvis to twist even easier. Right? Something happens in between those shoulder blades. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, now let that go and let's go back to lifting the entire left leg, right? Not the right leg, the left leg that's drawn up, right? So you're going to turn that pelvis again around the right leg that's long. And this should be easier, but keep the right leg long, right? So how does the pelvis turn? So what needs to happen in the upper back? Maybe you put a little more pressure into the right elbow. Yeah. Okay, beautiful. Roll onto your backs and rest again. Doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to one last time, bringing the right foot up to standing. Okay, starting that good movement of pushing the right foot into the floor, keeping the right knee over the right foot, rolling the pelvis to the left. Beautiful, Corinne. You know, when I really see some of you really getting into the movement, it's just really beautiful to watch you, right? Because it tells me about you. I see you in the movement, not just a movement. So what are you doing now with the chest and the upper back, right? And your neck and your head? Do you feel how the right arm lengthens down along your body, right? So then you could start to introduce the left foot into that gap, so that you can reach down to get the left foot again. Right? Is this all getting easier?
Tingling.
Nice, you guys. Good. Beautiful. And then one last time, walk the right foot onto the left thigh. Reach down with the left hand to get the right foot. Feel those knees, right? The progression that's happening, right? And what's super neat is you feel that the extension happens in the back, but it doesn't mean now that your head has to push way back, right? And there's not this big arch under your neck. The reason is because the upper back is moving. Aha! Right? Remember before when you guys had to like literally take the back of the head back, right? Now you don't have to do that. So you're getting the length and the extension now in the upper back. So just realize that. That's like a huge shift. Okay, let's let that go. Take a moment to rest and we'll try the other side in a minute. Right, before you guys had to take your head back and push up to get the movement in the chest. But now that the spine and chest have softened, it's a softening that happens with the movement. Your head can rest flat. So like even right now, it's probably feeling more comfortable the way that your head rests on the floor. Okay, let's try the left side. Go ahead, bend your left knee. Bring your foot up. Remember the rolling the pelvis to the right, keeping the knee over the foot, sliding the left arm down along your side. The back of your head follows, right? How much of that chest is involved? Nice, Sandy. And then you're going to introduce that right foot into the gap and get a hold of it. Really nice, Bruce. Really nice, Cheryl. That's great. And then you're going to walk the left foot over on top of the right thigh. Reach down to get the foot. Start to let that leg open up. Remember, I told you in time, both knees will open up. But you don't have to do that extreme radical arch because you've now got the natural extension and length and space in your back. So that's really, really nice. Okay, let all that go. Let's come back to resting on your back. And notice how you're making contact now and what do you notice is different. Right? That's always what's so important is what is showing up for you that's different. And I think what's super neat about when we do like this kind of series, and I keep on weaving back in some of the original movements, right? There's new learning continuously happening, right? Once you learn something in one part of your body, you're now moving to another area that could open up and learn something. So just noticing where that learning is today, what opened up for you today? What awareness, what new sensation, what maybe new thought? Notice your breath and your breathing. And again, there's like this quality in your chest and upper back of softness. Go ahead and roll your head one more time, gently and slowly to the right and to the left. Just sense the quality of rolling your head now. Excellent. Okay, taking your time, you're going to roll to a side. Feel free to pause there if you'd like before coming up to sitting and standing. So just take your time and bringing yourself up to see how this lesson has impacted you today.